morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, couperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Data from the 2016 National Beef Quality Audit suggests that the beef industry continues to improve the quality of its products, but there's still room for improvement. Results from the research were presented at a session during the 2017 Cattle Industry Summer Meeting in Denver this Thursday by Oklahoma State University's own Associate Professor of Meat Science, Dr. Deb Van Overbeck. Our farm director, Ron Hayes, was there to speak with Van Overbeck about some of the primary findings of this year's audit and what takeaways she found to be the most important.
Three big key strategies or key components and areas to improvement for the next 5 years, and those would be food safety and animal health, the second one being eating satisfaction and reduction of variability or variety that we see in those carcasses, and then the third, optimizing value and reducing waste. Food safety comes out as the leading issue or the leading ranked bucket, if you will, of where should our focus be from face-to-face interviews. And so those closest to consumers, food safety is most important to them in terms of ranking the issues that we looked at. When you get to a producer, it's harder to figure that out, right? So from a producer standpoint, well, what is food safety? If you look at the information from the producer survey, they define food safety as beef quality assurance, no violative residues. And obviously those things play in. From a retail food service perspective, food safety is, do we have a safe eating experience for our consumers? So there's a little bit disconnect there. But when you look at food safety, I think our biggest kind of takeaway is increasing communication between the sectors from producers to our end users and explaining to them what we are doing to help improve food safety.
Conducted every 5 years since 1991, the Beef Quality Audit has served to identify similar challenges and opportunities in the industry. Van Overbeck steadfastly upholds the work that has been done under the audit's mission.
You know, I think the audit's of huge importance and a very valuable resource that we've seen. If you look back to the issues in 1991, a lot of those top leading concerns that we saw have come off the map. One of those, for example, if you look back at the leading issues from the 91 audit, you saw injection site lesions and the huge issue in top butts. And so with beef quality assurance and producer education and some forward thinking and how do we manage those issues, we've been able to change those things. And so to me, the audit has been a tool and a great resource for the industry to kind of guide, here's what our end users are expecting and wanting, and here's what we need to do at a production system level to change those things to get them what they need. And hopefully we can go back and do it again in 5 years and see where we've come.
To hear that entire interview, be sure to check out our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You got farm news, I'm Ron.
One of the great summertime traditions, Week in the Rockies 29, coming up the 10th through the 14th of July, put on by Superior Livestock, originating from Breckenridge, Colorado. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 233,000 head. To check out the full schedule, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Week in the Rockies 29, July 10th through the 14th at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.